Wait a minute, talk a little slower now. What's your name again, sir?
Robert Cudillo.
Okay, one second. Who's going to... The Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will conduct your hearing, sir.
Mr. Trujillo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I will begin your hearing in just a moment, as soon as I get your position on the roster in order. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
This is Robert Garcia Trujillo, 220028.
Thank you, sir. And good morning. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 14, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See an attorney with you in the room. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. If you can see on the video screen, on the bench to my extreme far left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. And to my immediate right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Good morning to you all.
Thank you. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Trujillo and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Mr. Trujillo, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violate your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, Mr. Trujillo?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I will now read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or are probably about to lapse in the coming days. Your company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen, for drug testing on June 13, 2017, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated June 20th, 2017. Mr. Trujillo, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number two, is demonstrated by your failure to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on June 15, 2017, as directed on June 14, 2017. You were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Trujillo, is this true or false?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Trujillo's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Just 1 second, Mr. Trujillo, and we will continue with the second phase of the hearing. Okay, Mr. Trujillo, we're moving to phase two. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily. Mr. Osborne?
Yes, sir. Mr. Trujillo was released from DOC custody on May 9th of 2017.
who's a resident on August 29th of 2017 by the Tucson Police Department on his Wisconsin warrant status and felony charges of narcotic drug violation, marijuana, dangerous drugs violation, drug paraphernalia times two, and promoting prison contraband. He was returned back to DOC custody on September 6th of 2017with 75 abscond days with a community supervision end date of February 20th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2007, dangerous drug violation, 1 year. 2007, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. And 2009, forgery, 1 year, 6 months. He's had 3 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 1. There is no STG or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS absconder, 242 days, arrested on failure to appear warrant, returned to custody and reached his CSED. In 2009, TIS completion, 5 months. Has a minimal disciplinary history. Other arrests, 2002, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. And 2013, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. He has a community risk score of G3V4, and I do have status and charges attached from Senior Parole Officer Tim Allen, dated Monday, September 25th of 2017. The offender was arrested on August 17th of 2017 due to his behavior. The victims of the offense did not wish to pursue charges against the offender.
So we have no pending charges, am I correct?
No, sir.
Just want to make sure I'm clear on that before we ask questions.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Trujillo, before we allow you to speak in detail to the board, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were approved to reside at 2034 West Harley Street, Phoenix, Arizona. Where the residence was approved. Is this where you lived the entire time that you were outside of the prison system?
No, sir.
Where else did you live, sir?
Tucson.
Were you living with anybody in particular, sir?
I was living with my brother, sir.
Thank you. We don't have any information regarding your employment, sir. Were you working during that time, sir?
I was doing Cyclops, green tiles, stuff like that.
From your programming notes, you were referred to CHC for substance abuse counseling. You failed to complete that program. You referred to the drug screening program under the color line. It looks like you had 2 negatives, and then 1 instance in which no urine sample was collected. Were you using drugs, or do you have a history of drug abuse, sir?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
Did you have a drug of choice, sir? Thank you, sir, and thank you for being honest with the board. I'll begin questions by asking with, you were missing from community supervision for 75 days. What were you doing during that time, sir?
Well, sir, I went to Tucson, and I was just working here and there, but at the same time, I mean, I'm an addict, you know. I relapsed, basically, to be honest with you guys, to be totally honest, I relapsed.
Now, when you say that you relapsed with heroin, do you mean that during the time that you were missing from community supervision that you had an ongoing like habit?
Yes, sir.
Again, thank you for being honest with the board. Why did you not make contact with your parole officer for those 75 days?
I had tried to take some freedom, sir, and I mean, you know, coming back, and what else comes back, you know what I mean? I mean, basically in a manner, that's what I mean. I didn't want up to what I was supposed to do, and I said, I just relaxed.
Before I ask my fellow board members if they have any further questions, I'll ask what happened that caused the Tucson Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested?
You had it pulled over?
For a traffic violation, sir, what happened? Well, I'll ask you a few more questions. Have you cleaned up from heroin since you were arrested?
Yes, I actually went through detox. I'm sober now. I've been trying to go to church and you know, get into a community. I've stayed working out, trying to stay healthy. And I'm just, you know, there's any help, you know what I mean? I'm willing to obey, you know, and I'm trying my hardest to you know, just get past all this. But yeah, I mean, I have sobered up and like I said, sir, I really don't know what to say.
Well, no, again, I said it more than once, but I do appreciate that you are owning your situation and that you seem to be being very honest with the board. How do you feel now that you're off heroin?
I feel great, sir, to be honest with you. I feel, you know, I mean, I'm healthy again. I mean, I can do a pull-up. I don't know if that, you know, but I mean, it's, you know, I'm starting to realize, you know, what's important, you know what I mean? And it's, I mean, I'm taking it as a blessing, you know? I mean, I can do push-ups now, and before, I mean, you know, it was kind of embarrassing, actually, you know what I mean? But I feel great about myself, to be honest with you.
Well, sir, this has nothing to do with the board, but I will tell you, if you can do a pull-up, you'll be amazed by how soon you'll be able to do 10. Trust me on that one. I will continue by asking you about what your plans are for treatment. And, of course, this board understands that there's a pretty serious heroin problem out there right now, and that it's a very strong addiction that people really struggle with. So what are your plans for dealing with that problem in the long term?
In the long term? I mean, I want to try to check into a rehab, and I just want to stay focused. You know, I want to try to get into a rehab. I want to try to get my life straight. I want to try to keep a job. And just basically stay around, you know, good people, not people that are bringing you back into that circle or stuff like that, you know? I want to do something for myself. I mean, I have a daughter out there, and I need to do it for me and also for her.
Thank you, Mr. Trujillo. I will say that this board has to vote on this case as to whether or not we revoke your community supervision or allow you to return to it. But one way or the other, you'll be coming back to the community in a short amount of time. And please do not take anything as discouragement, because you sound like you're on a good path right now. And I like what I'm hearing. I think you're being sincere, and you sound like an individual who's really turning a corner right now. So, again, we have to look at the totality of this case. We do have to consider whether or not you're suitable for community supervision, or whether or not that it may be too soon to return to the community. We'll see how that shakes out, but please take the encouragement as real. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Okay, seeing no. Oh, go ahead.
I just thought of one. Mr. Trujillo, are you attending AA or NA right now?
No matter what, because I have barely been here for a couple of weeks, so I haven't got the chance to actually apply to get into the classes, but I mean, I'm looking, you know how it goes, you know, you gotta put your paperwork, you gotta, so yes, I'm trying to get into that. I have applied to get a job already. I'm just trying to keep my mind, you know, straight and everything. Yeah, I mean, I've kind of done all that. Anything that could just help me, you know what I mean? Because it's a struggle, man. It really is.
Thank you. I think Mr. Osborne had it.
Yes, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to note that on 6/23/2017, Supervisor Crosser, Anthony Oliveri, did mail out 3 absconder reduction program letters. One went to 2034 West Holly Street in Phoenix, the other to 5505 South Mission Road in Tucson, and the other to 4001 West Valencia Road in Tucson. David, if you came in, they would have quashed your warrant and worked with the offenders.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Any other questions from board members? Yes, Doctor.
Yes, I think you've already asked him this question. I'd just like to ask again. I forgot the answer that he gave. Now, we know that the charges have been dropped, therefore that's not an issue. But exactly what were you doing when the Tucson Police Department picked you up, sir?
I was getting a ride, sir, and they had pulled the driver over, and I happened to be in the car.
So you were just getting a ride, nothing that you had done. You just happened to be in the wrong place at that time, sir.
Pretty much, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Doctor. Back to you, Mr. Trujillo. We're getting close to the end of our hearing. Would you like to make a final statement to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. And is there anything you would like to offer the board?
I messed up. I know I did. I relapsed. I apologize. If you guys give me a second chance, I will do anything that you guys ask me to do. I'm willing to do any program, not only for you guys, but for myself, to better myself and to move on with my life. And I thank you guys for the opportunity, and I appreciate it. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Trujillo. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision regarding your community supervision. We ask that you remain on the phone, remain quiet. You can listen into the discussion, and then we will come back to you shortly with our answer. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Trujillo. For the board members, I will repeat what I said during discussion. I am impressed with where Mr. Trujillo is arriving right now. Frankly, according to the warrant of arrest, the two main issues really were not relating to him relapsing on heroin, which we well know is a problem out in the streets right now, but for failure to submit a urine specimen in compliance with his community supervision, as well as absconding for 75 days, which is a pretty long period of time. And I think, again, not to turn his honesty with the board, it's a reminder that when someone disappears from community supervision, we just can't monitor their activity or, in this case, encourage treatment. Mr. Trujillo sounds like he's recently detoxed from heroin. He actually sounds pretty healthy right now and that he's heading in the right direction. But based on the other factors of the case, I'm not finding him suitable for community supervision at this point. I just want to be very clear that I am encouraging him to continue on his path. He has a bit less than 5 months left on his prison sentence, and I would really hope that he would take advantage of this time to pursue any sort of programming that's available to him inside the Department of Corrections as well as continue on his path to fitness. I think that may make a big difference in his return to the community. But that's where I'm beginning the discussion, and I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
Yes, Ms. Reynolds.
I agree with you, Mr. Quinones. I think he could have taken better advantage of working with his parole officer and instead moved to Tucson and didn't tell his parole officer that he was moving, didn't complete drug treatment that he was assigned to. But he did make the statement, and he's aware that part of the issue in getting out of the addiction is to start, this is his words, to hang around good people.
Yes.
Those were his exact words. And that is definitely one of the big important steps that you take when you're moving away from an addiction. So definitely I wanted to commend him for having that realization. But I also think that he is not, because of the absconds and abscond in the past, not a good candidate for community supervision.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. And again, not to to take over the discussion time, but thank you for catching that, because I thought about that too, and I was really impressed it was coming from him. It wasn't a it wasn't advice from the board. And again, I'll say the other issue is that I believe that his detoxification is pretty fresh and that he needs some time to continue clean before he, I think, continues with his commitment to a drug treatment. I'm certainly open to the ongoing dialogue, so do we have any further discussion?
No, dialogue has been just so helpful. I agree.
Thank you, Doctor, and thank you, Mr. Neal. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. And that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W2103, our discussion with Mr. Trujillo, which, by the way, was very positive, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Trujillo was delinquent, inasmuch that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision by absconding for 75 days and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal laser company.
I'll second.
Okay.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Trujillo, I meant what I said. We're hearing some really positive things from you. And we hope that you're really, again, we understand you're the one who's still inside DOC and we're outside, but you have relatively little time left on your prison sentence, and we hope that you take advantage of this time to continue programming and to pursue a plan for your safe return to the community, where you'll be free and clear if you stay out of trouble inside DOC on February 20th, 2018. Again, that may sound like a long way away, but it's just around the corner. It's coming very, very quickly. So we wish you a safe, productive, and responsible return to the community. We want to see you succeed. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you for appearing before this board, Mr. Trujillo.